This is episode 284 of the Flip Empire Show, and this is Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, how are you, my friends? It is coming up towards, we're rounding out the end of February here, and I want to kind of ask you, how are things going for you so far in 2019? You know, we got about another 5 weeks or so until Q1 is in the books, and it's crazy to me how quickly time flies. You know, that I never get like surprised by how many people towards the end of the year say, man, this year flew by. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing, right? I don't want you looking back in Q3, Q4 and say, where has the year gone? This is a great time before Q1 ends to hit the pause button. Look back, look at your goals. Where are you at right now? What do you need to adjust, modify? Don't make the mistake of just letting life take you, just going with the flow, so to speak, and looking back and realize that you're nowhere where you wanted to be. So I wanted to kind of start this particular episode by sharing that. And I want to transition into, you know, obviously right now, you know, the masterclass episodes, I usually have a guest expert on, and I wanted to take this one and possibly the next masterclass on my own, because a couple of weeks ago, I got back from, and I say got back, it was in my hometown. I attended Grant Cardone's 10X Growth Conference, which was highly, highly impressive. I mean, the dude packed Marlins Stadium in Miami with about 35,000 people on Super Bowl weekends, which is just so ballsy. And the dude is just such a big thinker. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says and his delivery all the time, but I've just made the conscious effort over the last year or so to learn from as many people as possible and take the good, take what I really like that really resonates with me. And one of the things, I just tip my hat to Grant Cardone. Obviously, the dudes are just a beast. Multiple successful businesses. He's got a huge real estate empire. And the guy's just such... People, he's known as the sales guy. And to some people, he's known as the real estate guy. So he's got thousands of apartment units. You know, he owns a lot of multifamily. He's got a big fund. And a lot of people know him by real estate. Some know him by sales. That weekend, right? So this was a couple weekends ago. I got to know him as just such a marketing genius. The guy just knows how to go out there, get attention, whether you like him, love him, or hate him. He knows how to attract eyeballs. And so, you know, usually when I hop on the show here, people are kind of surprised. You know, I was, my good friend, one of my really close friends, Chris Chico, hosted a meetup at 1-800-LUCKY, which is a cool restaurant / lounge in Wynwood. And I got a chance to meet a lot of investors from across the country. And many of them were coming up to me talking about, you know, the podcast and how they appreciate the value I'm giving and just me doing it. And it's just always so, I don't know if inspiring is the word, but I'm just so moved, I guess, by people coming up to me that I don't even know, telling me that this podcast has had an impact on them. We just kind of started to just get to know each other and finding out more about people's businesses. And so what I'd like to do here, I think my point was that some people were telling me, like, how do you plan like what you're going to talk about? And they were kind of surprised that usually these shows, I don't necessarily have a plan. I mean, I kind of have a general idea of what I'm going to talk about, but because I'm providing content on things that are happening in my life, things that are going on in my business, or things I've experienced, I don't really have an agenda or a plan per se. I just kind of speak from the heart. And I think the feedback I've been getting is that comes across on this podcast. Well, in this case, I don't necessarily have an agenda, but you're probably going to hear me shuffling through my notebook. So you weren't allowed to take laptops into 10X Growth Con. And so I was like feverishly taking notes in between like networking sessions. I met a ton of people. So it was a fantastic networking event. And I took away some nuggets, right? The biggest thing, and this is not anything groundbreaking, is that whenever you just surround yourself with so many like-minded people. I mean, like I said, this was a business conference with over 35,000 people. I mean, there are more people in that stadium than when the Miami Marlins play, but that's a whole separate conversation. Just the energy was so infectious and people striving for more and looking around. I mean, so this dude jumped out of an airplane and parachuted into the Marlins park. Like on day one, he started the event by parachuting and just looking around the people, the energy, the vibe, the music, it just kind of instantly expanded my mind. I just started thinking bigger and I just, man, this is incredible what a man and his team with a vision can do. And I'm reminded of, I've read this in different books and I've talked to different coaches and mentors about this. Everything, guys, that we look around, everything that you see around you began with a thought. It began with an idea and then people executed, right? Some things came together pretty quickly. Some things took weeks. Some things took months. Some things took years and decades to put together, but everything started with a thought. It started with an idea and it just instantly got me thinking bigger. So what I'd like to do, guys, is just share some of my notes. It's impossible. Maybe what I do is I just devote the next two or three podcast episodes. If you'd like that, reach out to me. Let me know that you kind of want me to go through the detail of my notes. But there were several fantastic speakers from Russell Brunson, Jesse Itzler, Sarah Blakely, Damon John, John Maxwell, which was one of my favorites. Phenomenal talk. And matter of fact, I'll probably dedicate the next episode to just the takeaways and the notes. Obviously, Grant Cardone himself and several others. But some of the things I want to just share with you here are things that Grant spoke about. So everything starts with promotion. Well, obviously everything starts with mindset. I just talked about that, but literally when he kicked off the show, there was like a water bottle on the podium and he like slapped it and the water bottle went flying. And then he got into, and then he asked for like a 10X water bottle. And he talked about how everything should be a promotion, you know? And he talked about the fact that we need to get better at generating attention. And he kind of went into a dialogue about, you know, what do our parents tell us? Like, stay in your lane. You know, don't ruffle too many feathers. You know, don't be out front and center. And he said that that's just the wrong type of message that we need to instill in our kids. And it's why so many people have a fear of public speaking or just don't want to be front and center. And he talked a little bit about just getting attention. And on day two, he talked a lot more about it. But just some things that I'm going to highlight here. And again, you might hear me kind of shuffling through my notebook here. He said, you know, three things are required to create a 10X life. And 10X, guys, if you haven't read the book, there'll be a link in the show notes page. Not only is it about thinking bigger, but whatever your goals are, 10X it. Like, almost a mentality of you got to stretch for the moon. And, you know, just he wouldn't even say you're going to hit the stars. He's going to say, no, I'm going to stretch for the moon and I'm going to hit it. So his whole thing is just 10X everything you want, right? And so the three things required to create a 10X life, he talked about sales, marketing, and execution. So sometimes people ask me, hey, what should I focus on? I'm struggling in my business. If you become a student of sales, marketing, and then you execute, you will never go broke. You will never starve, okay? So nothing I didn't already know, but sometimes it's a timely message that you need to hear at the right time. He talked about, you know, is there something in your life right now that you're resisting? Something in your gut telling you, hey, I know I need to do this. Those are the things you need to listen to, your gut intuition. For some people, it's God. For others, it's the universe. For some people, it's just your gut. Those are the things you need to quote unquote lean into, right? Lean into that. And, you know, he got into a little bit about sales and he said, you know, guys, sales is nothing more than a contact sport. And we kind of went through an exercise where you literally just pulled up the contacts on your phone, picked a person and just called them, reach out to them. Just find out how they're doing, ask them where they're at right now. And so really, it's a contact sport. It's just you. If you increase your contacts, you're going to increase your sales. And that's the kind of mindset you need to have. Let me kind of fast forward here to day two, some other things that Grant talked about. Always, always, always over-deliver for your customers. So this was really cool, right? Day two was getting started around, I don't know, 9 o'clock or so. And mind you, this is an entire stadium. So you have like loudspeakers everywhere. And it's like, it's almost like a rock concert on stage, right? And all of a sudden you hear you hear Snoop Dogg's anthem, Ain't Nothing But a G-Thang, come up, right? Snoop and Dre. And you just hear the music and everybody's like starting to get into it. Everybody's like kind of bobbing their head, looking around. And so all of a sudden, like the screen on the stage starts to like slowly lift up. And it's Elena Cardone, Grant Cardone's wife, in driving the brand new Rolls Royce, but the SUV, I forget what it's called, the Colonnade or something. I forget what it's called. And it's wrapped in 10X gear, right? Talk about like everything needs to be a promotion. This guy took a $300,000 to $450,000 car, whatever it cost, and he wrapped it in 10X gear. And then after like a couple of minutes, Snoop Dogg and Grant Cardone pop out of the back, and Snoop just starts rapping Nothing But a G-Thang. And everybody gets to their feet and they just start like kind of going crazy, singing along. And so Snoop performed like two or three songs. It was really cool. And then when, you know, so it's funny because Snoop kind of ended with, I'm not even going to like try to say it, but he's basically talking about like, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. And so Grant starts leading with that. And he said, guys, always, always, always over deliver for your customers. Right. And the point being that nobody expected Snoop Dogg to pop on stage and like perform a mini concert. And he had a couple other, like, I think the following day it was Lil Jon that performed. And so, you know, he just talked about putting your customers in first position, over delivering for them. Right. He talked about who, you know, who knows you is more important than who you know. And this is kind of where he got into his presentation about, you guys got to get out of your comfort zones. And by the way, guys, I am speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you. I know I need to do a significantly better job on social media of delivering the type of content that I'm putting here in the podcast. And, you know, he talked about getting people's attention. And this was kind of the quote that jumped out at me. He said, money follows attention. He said, if you cannot get attention, you are not going to get money. But here's the caveat, right? And he didn't necessarily say this, although I'm going to insert this in there because it's my true core belief. You have to be yourself. Be authentic, guys. Don't try to be the next Grant Cardone. Don't try to be Snoop. Don't be you, okay? Be you. Get attention. Put yourself out there because I do believe that money follows attention. But don't be inauthentic, right? excuse me, guys. Be yourself. Because if you're not yourself, people are going to read through it. It's not going to come across the right way. And you're just doing yourself a disservice. You're going to attract the wrong kinds of people into your life. And so just be yourself. I really want to harp in on that. An idea he had is that, you know, like document your journey. And Ty Lopez was also one of the speakers. And the guy's just a huge influencer on all the social media platforms. Very, very successful businessman, investor, etc. And the guy's just a master marketer and he knows how to get attention. And he documents his life and his businesses on camera. And he shows it on social media, you know. And the guy's just really, really good at drawing eyeballs, whether you like him or you don't. What else did he talk about? He talked about the four rules of attention. Number one, get attention. Don't make it. Number two, keep attention, right? Because it's one thing to get the attention, but can you keep it? Number three, multiply attention. And number four, haters are required. It's almost like Grant thrives off of the hate. And, you know, he basically said something along the lines that if you don't have haters, you're not doing things big enough. You know, so he did spend some time talking about labels and he kind of shared a story how I think he was introducing his daughter to someone and that... and somebody was like, oh, she's shy, because I guess his daughter wasn't saying much. And he was like, no, dude, she's not shy. You're ugly. You know, and he was saying, like, let's not put labels on our kids and don't put labels on people. And I think it's kind of like the cool thing sometimes to say, hey, I'm ADD or you're ADD. Like, don't let people put labels on you because that's the kind of shit that creeps into your mindset and starts to affect you. And you don't want to adopt other people's beliefs unless they're positive, empowering ones. And I threw that in there, not him. He talked about, you know, everyone. Actually, I'm going to put that one on pause. So I was going to talk about Steve Harvey, which I can't believe I didn't mention him at the top. One of my favorite dudes. I just love that guy's energy and his mindset and his message. He's hysterical. But if you guys don't know, super, super, uber successful businessman and just his mindset. And he talked at the end of day one and he talked about, you know, your job, guys, is to find out what your gift is. Everyone has a gift. talents that God has given you. God has entrusted you with these talents. And there's stories in the Bible about this. You know, are you going to use the gifts that God gave you, or are you going to bury them in the ground? Like one of the guys in the fable, I believe. And so your job is to leverage your gift. You know, if you got that crappy feeling in your stomach on Sunday night and you got to report to a job, that's because you're not operating in your genius zone. You're not using the gifts that God gave you. So find out what that is. And then just don't talk about it, but show the world your gifts and how much you're blessed. I think too many people talk about, yeah, I'm grateful and, you know, I have this attitude of gratitude and I'm blessed. But are you genuinely showing the world your gifts? You know, are you using what God gave you? So anyways, that was a little bit about Steve Harvey. I'll probably get to that when I do the episode on John Maxwell and all of the nuggets I took from him and leadership. But, you know, some facts about marketing that Grant talked about. He goes, this is a quote, "If the public doesn't know you, they won't flow you." Right. So and this kind of ties into just money gets attention, or I should say attention gets money. And, you know, he said the best known beats the best products, right? So, and the last one is, it is impossible to outspend marketing and advertising. And that was kind of an aha for me. You know, he talked about he spent $10 million of his own money to put on that event. So think about it, to pack Marlins Park with 35,000 people for 3 days on Super Bowl weekends. The marketing, the promotion, the speakers he got, the performers he got, Lil Jon, Snoop Dogg, I think Dougie Fresh was there. You know, you had some basketball players like Udonis Haslem. I mean, there was just so many people there, and jumped out of a plane and parachuted into it. I mean, he spent $10 million of his own money, and he was like, I'll make money on this event, but even if I break even, I'm doing backflips because the reach on social media and the products, you know, he talked about repurposing all of his products. So like, if I do a podcast, how do I leverage this podcast into putting it on YouTube? Or, you know, he would turn it into a product, or, you know, putting it out there and putting it on social, right? So all these different things. What else? I mean, there's so many things, right? He talked about, here's what I'm going to kind of end with. He talked about this. Steve Harvey talked about this. Ty Lopez talked about this. Whatever you write down becomes your reality. Okay, so write down the things, guys, that you want to be a part of your life and a part of your future. Focus on them on a daily business, on a daily basis, and get to work, right? One of the quotes that Ty Lopez talked about, or not a quote, but he shared a story about Jeff Bezos. And Jeff Bezos, obviously, you know, one of the guys that him and I believe his wife, who they just had a nasty split. I believe they're the ones that started Amazon, or Jeff and his wife, or Jeff, his wife and a partner. And he talked about Jeff Bezos, supposedly, I don't know this to be a fact. This is what he shared. Spends a couple of hours in bed every morning when he wakes up, and all he does is think. Okay, Sarah Blakely, owner of Spanx, billionaire married to Jesse Itzler. I mean, talk about a power couple. She talked about finding your you know, spending some time in the think tank and finding where you do your best thinking. And then Jeff Bezos, you know, Ty Lopez shared that, again, he spends a couple of hours in the morning just thinking. And then write down, just write. Write the things that you want to manifest in your life and create. And I'm not trying to get all woo-woo and secret on you, but multiple speakers talked about just, not so much journaling, that's not the word that was used, but just writing down what you want in your life. Grant Cardone, to this day, writes down his goals every morning and every night. There's wisdom and there's power in that, but ask yourself if you're doing it. You know, and I got to be honest, right now, I'm not doing that. And I started to do that after this event. You know, consistency compounds. I'm going to leave you with that one. You know, I shared that on Instagram. If you guys aren't following me on Instagram, we'll include this in the show notes, but at AlexPardo25 on my Instagram story, John Maxwell talked about, you know, consistency compounds, and you don't go towards your dreams. You grow into your dreams. So guys, some of this may have felt a little disjointed to you and not super connected, but I was just, like I said, I kind of warned you from the get. I was just going to whip out the notebook here, read to you some of the things that jumped out at me. And the next episode, I'll probably, you know, share what John Maxwell and some of the other takeaways I got, because I took pages and pages of notes. And I encourage you, what conferences, what masterminds, what events, what meetups, RIAs, whatever it might be, where can you go so that, and RIA is probably not the place, or meetups are probably not the place, but where can you go and feel like you're the dumbest person in the room, right? Well, how can you put yourself in an environment where you're embarrassed because you're just not operating on a high enough level? Okay, that's what I want to kind of end the show with. That's what I want to challenge you with. Let's get a dialogue going on the Flip Empire Facebook group and on social. Let me know what you have taken away from this episode. And, you know, let me know what you guys took from this. And if you want, I can create more episodes and just share more notes, you know, just share more takeaways. And, you know, my end goal by doing this podcast, you guys know, is just to make a small or even a big impact, hopefully, in your life and in your business, you know? So that's why I'm doing this. I'm not trying to promote a product or service. I just want to put good content out there, things that have helped me get to where I am and things that I'm realizing I need to get better at, people I need to associate with, expanding my mind with every single event I go to, the people I surround myself with, because you deserve more, but you have to believe that you deserve more. So guys, I love you, appreciate you, and I'll catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.